covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
I used to have my fun long time ago. A little bit of luxury. Pretty women surrounding me.
All right, trying to track something down for you here. Getting some different reports this morning of different members of the military, the U.S. military, being deployed to Korea. Being deployed to Korea, all under the radar. One of these folks I know is in the tank corps for the United States Army. One is a U.S. Marine. I'm doing some research. I'm going to look this up for you. I'm going to find some answers for you if you've got them. Drop me a line. Go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a line. Any information you may have of members of the military that you're aware of that are being quietly sent to Korea, this could be an indication of things to come. We can't sit idly by forever, my friends. While Kim Jong-un launches ICBMs over Japan, while he develops nuclear warheads, while he develops the technology to reach Seattle and San Francisco and Denver and Detroit and beyond, we can't sit idly by for that. So if you have any information that you think might shed some light on this, go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note today. Let's figure out what's happening. You can post it on Facebook at the Steve Gruber Show as well. It's easier for me to find it quicker on the email. But those reports starting to trickle in here. No official report from anyone at this point. So here we are trying to figure out who's going to Korea. I mean, the drills are over, right? The drills have come to a conclusion. So there you go. What do you got there, Alex? All right, then. I'm just checking a line there. By the way, 80 have been arrested in St. Louis over that police officer's acquittal so far. Eric Greitens down there. We've been talking about this a bit this morning. The St. Louis riot police arrested dozens more last night following the latest round of rioting and battling between police and demonstrators. A white police officer acquitted in the shooting death of a black suspect. Jason Stockley, a 36-year-old police officer, not guilty in the 2011 death of Anthony Lamar Smith. The verdict enraged some of the city's residents, prompting daily protests that at times have turned quite violent. The relatively new governor, Eric Greitens, praising police for their work so far, praising police and what they have done thus far to keep it from getting worse. You might recall that the former governor, Jay Nixon, basically told police in Ferguson to stand down. Just said, stand down. We'll just let them protest. And in the process, they burned down, drug stores and liquor stores and rioting in the streets. All right, listen up, United Nations. Donald Trump means what he's telling you. That's a headline in Fox News today. The president, of course, meeting with several world leaders today and getting ready for his first ever address to the United Nations tomorrow. Donald Trump, a consistent critic of the UN, criticizing them for taking lots of money and producing very little results, which I couldn't agree with more. Genocide and ethnic cleansing. Those are the things that the United Nations was supposed to stop when it was created after World War II. It's been a blatant failure. It has been a blatant failure. And that's the core mission. Stop genocide. Stop ethnic cleansing. Stop war. Name one. Name one where the powder blue helmets have done their job. And yet, here's what we hear. It's America's fault. It's America's fault that this happened or that happened. You know what? Let's send America the bill. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea. Let's send America the bill. Plus, we'll go to New York City where we'll hang out. We'll have lots of friends. We'll go to great parties. We'll live in ways we couldn't possibly live in our own home countries. And we'll be immune from any trouble. We'll do anything we want because we're immune from prosecution because, we're ambassadors. They can't touch us. We can drink and smoke and do drugs and do whatever we want. And I'm not saying that about everybody, but here's the deal. They treat America like an amusement park. And when they leave, All the garbage and all the trash, we have to clean it up. We have to take out the garbage and sweep the streets, wash the restrooms, for it all to start tomorrow, because these jokers treat America like an amusement park. They'll come and take and do it, and they've got speed passes and VIP passes, and they'll do whatever the hell they want. Enough. I'm hoping for some tough talk from the president when it comes to addressing the United Nations tomorrow and the General Assembly. I'm looking forward for the president to cover a multitude of topics, but most importantly, North Korea. And this all comes with the backdrop of what we've talked about here in the last few minutes, that I'm getting reports here this morning of several different groups of United States military being quietly sent to South Korea. Quietly being deployed to South Korea. The drills are over, by the way, but all those involved with the drills are still there. So the question would then become, why are all these other folks being sent, including the tank corps? The tank corps for the United States Army. We haven't used tank warfare, wow, since World War II, really? I guess, well, since the Korean War, really. So if we're deploying tanks and Marines and other divisions of U.S. military to the Korean Peninsula, what's happening? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What is happening? We need to keep a close eye on that. A very close eye on that. It is 25 after the hour. If you'd like to get involved with the program, go to stevegruber.com. You can drop me a line. Again, I'd like to know what you know about what's going on out there. Please let me know by contacting me here. Drop me a line. And coming up after the break, Professor Alan Sack from the University of Texas Arlington, as it is a Monday. We'll be right back.